This morning, a few words of meditation on Psalm 100, Psalm that we read as part of our prayer before, and I'll have the words up on the screen again that we consider this Psalm of Thanksgiving. The Psalm writer writes this, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanksgiving. It's one of those holidays that's filled with nostalgia of some kinds, right? We once again hear or share those stories about pilgrims who make their way to a new world and find themselves in that moment where they share a common hospitality with Native Americans. And they come and gather together to give thanks for the feast that they enjoy of a harvest. You see, gratitude in that way, thanksgiving, it does not seem to be confined by a particular culture or people or time, but expressions of gratitude, expressions of thanksgiving find their way into all cultures, all people, throughout all time. There's something about thanksgiving that unites us in that way, that many cultures and times and places do this. But there does not seem to be any one right pattern for this. There seems to be many ways that people give thanks over time. And we all have our ways of doing that. Even thinking of this day, this particular day, a Thanksgiving day, we all have our own little things that make it unique for each one of us and our families. Perhaps for many of us, this is the day that is marked by a meal with turkey. But not everyone. Not everyone does that. For some of us, maybe this is a day when we gather with an extended group of family, and lots of people are together within our family, but not everyone. Some of us, maybe you have this as a day where we gather with friends, and so it's a large group of loved ones that we have, but not everyone does that. Some people maybe celebrate a day like this with a more intimate gathering of just their immediate family. And there may even be some who prefer to spend a day like this in quiet solitude, spending the day with God. You see, there's no one right way. We all have our own ways of expressing gratitude, of giving thanksgiving. So in Psalm 100, what we see here today are some of the common themes. Even though we all have our own ways of expressing thanksgiving, what are the common themes that pull that together? Does the Bible have something to tell us about that? Today I want us to consider what that looks like through Psalm 100, a psalm that expresses gratitude, thanksgiving. I put it all up on the screen here again, and I'm going to highlight some certain parts so that we see what's happening in the psalm. I'm going to quickly work our way through this so that we see what's happening. Here's what I want us to see first, that within this psalm there are four expressions of worship, a call or an expression of worship. We see that in four different places. The first two lines, shout for joy to the Lord all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness. Then it comes down a little bit further towards verse 4, where we see it again. It says, give thanks to him and praise his name. These calls to worship give an expression of thanksgiving. You see, we do that in many different ways to express that. One of the Bible study groups that I lead a couple times a month, there's a woman in that group who was sharing recently about her blessings journal. That part of her quiet time, part of her devotions with God, is to have a journal where she writes down all of the blessings that she counts as being provided by God. What a great thing to do, to take the time to set aside and count all the ways that God has provided blessing in some way. And she writes those all down in a journal. But that's only half of it, because counting and naming our blessings gets us partway towards thanksgiving. The other part that she does beyond that is to find the expression of gratitude that goes beyond that. So it's one thing to sit down and name all the blessings that I have. It's one thing to write down all the things for which I am thankful. It's another thing to express that gratitude. I try to make it a habit in my week that there's one or two notes that I write a week. Notes to people that just simply say thank you or express appreciation for something that they've done. I know that I'm not very good at that, and I could do a much better job. I know that there are people here who are wonderful at doing that, of expressing gratitude, of giving an expression of the thanks that they have. Psalm 100 reminds us that we give expression of thanks, that it's not only about the things that I am thankful for, but it's about who I am thankful to, who receives that thanksgiving. You see, I am thankful for the blessings of family and friends and provisions, but I'm thankful to God who provides all of those blessings. Part of our thanksgiving then comes as an expression, a call to express that worship, that praise, that thanksgiving to God. So we see that four different times in this psalm. The next thing that we see in this psalm is an invitation, and there are two of them, and they're set within a frame. So notice how this psalm is put together, that the call to worship or the call for expression forms the outside frame. And then within that, tucked in the middle, are two invitations. We see those invitations as they come there. One of them that says, come before him with joyful songs. And then again, further down, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. An invitation that comes from our God. You see, Psalm 100 makes it clear that invitation to thanksgiving is a gathering. It's a coming together. And many of us know this because many of us in our own celebrations of thanksgiving get together with other people. There's an invitation that comes with that. But the invitation that comes from God is an invitation that comes to us complete. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to submit an application. You don't have to find a key to unlock a door to somehow get inside. You see, God has opened the way. God has given the invitation complete to come before him, to enter his presence, to be with him. So often in our own Thanksgiving gatherings and our own meals, if you go to a Thanksgiving meal where many people are coming together, quite often, our immediate response to something like that, to that invitation, our response is, what can I bring? All right, what can I provide? What part of the meal or whatever can I contribute to this? That we all think that when we receive an invitation like that of some kind, that we must have a part. I must have to bring something. Even though I've been invited to be here, I have to contribute something. I feel like I'm obligated to do that. We do that with our Thanksgiving gatherings, don't we? Many of us. That we all contribute, bring something along the way. This is an invitation that we read in this psalm that comes complete. There is nothing that we provide on our own to merit this invitation from God to be in his presence. We simply respond. We come to him. So we see that. We see the call for an expression. We see the invitation that comes within that. And then one more thing to highlight in this psalm, and that is the community. The covenant community that shows up. It's right in the middle of this psalm that we see that. This covenant community that has expression there in all of the ways that the psalmist gives the language of shepherd and sheep. Right? Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. An expression of covenant community, a people that are bound together. And then at the very end, verse 5, for the Lord is good, his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. An expression of covenant God's promise to his community. That these things are all woven together in five verses of this psalm. A call for that expression, an invitation to be a part of God's community, and his covenant promise upon that community. You see, when we think about that in terms of thanksgiving and gratitude, what we see then in Psalm 100 is an expression of gratitude, an expression of thanksgiving that does not float aimlessly in an empty void, but is anchored, has a foundation, has a place that holds it secure. Let me explain what I mean by that, because so often when we think about gratitude, when we think about thanksgiving, so often we tie those statements or thoughts or expressions of gratitude to momentary circumstances, to advantages or benefits that I may be receiving or experiencing at the moment. Let me give an example. I'm thankful for reliable transportation that I enjoy, but I'm only thankful for that as long as I have a car that runs well. I'm thankful for people who come and do favors for me once in a while, but I'm only thankful for that as long as there are those who come to provide a favor. You see how that works? That we have these momentary advantages, these momentary benefits that show up in our lives, and we express thanks for that. And that's not a bad thing, right? It's not a bad thing to respond with gratitude when those moments occur, but they are moments. They come and go. They're blips on a radar map that kind of find their expressions here and there and there. What Psalm 100 shows us is an expression of thanksgiving that isn't momentary. It's not a blip on a map. It doesn't come and go. But it is gratitude that has a place to reside, right? It's gratitude that has a place to dwell, to flourish, to grow. That it is gratitude that forms within us then a constant attitude, a character of thanksgiving, of gratitude, not based on knee-jerk reactions to a benefit here, an advantage there, a favor here, a blessing there, but a constant woven into each one of us, becoming a part of who we are as God through his invitation to be a part of his covenant community, molds and shapes us to be in the image of Christ through gratitude, through that expression of thanksgiving. And that is an expression of thanksgiving that is more than one day a year, but that is an expression of thanksgiving that forms a foundation of all of our days. It becomes part of who we are as God's people every day and in every circumstance and in every moment. The reminder that we receive, that we read in this psalm, the reminder that he is our God and we are his people. Let's pray again. God, thank you for that reminder of thanksgiving that we see. Thank you for those words that you've given to us in your word. Lord, we do have to acknowledge that, yes, there are times in our lives when our expressions of thanksgiving are momentary. They come and go. But Lord, thank you so much today that there is a place in your covenant community where gratitude may dwell and remain and reside, and that we may grow and flourish within that. Lord, we give you thanks for all of your blessings that you've given to us, but we also give thanks to you, the one who provides it. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.